Morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ALAC Leadership Team monthly call on Thursday, the 6th of October at 21:30 UTC. On today's call, we have Alan Greenberg, Tijani Benjema, Leon Sanchez, Olivier Crétin-Leblanc, Maureen Hilliard, Julie Hammer, Cheryl Langdon-Orr. Apologies noted from Holly Roach and possibly Sandra Hoferichter, as well as Uriel Antipuro. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Ariel Young, Yeshim Nazlar, and myself, Gisela Gruber. So I could also just remind everyone to please state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. Anyone have any comments on the agenda, or do we adopt it as shown? No comments, no hands, then we will go with it. Item number three is policy development. Ariel, do we have anything new that we need to decide?
This is Ariel for the record. We don't. And
good.
We're just waiting for Alan's action on the request from the PEP working group.
And Alan's waiting. And Alan's waiting for Cheryl. Alan's about to submit it without Cheryl's comments. But we'll give her a little bit more time, because we know she's sort of busy. Any other comments anyone wants to raise? I know the Latin American Caribbean DNS Marketplace Study is the LACRALO is looking at it, but is waiting for more input. And I see a hand from Olivier.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I have an inquiry regarding creating a consumer agenda at ICANN, and what is the plan for this?
What is the?
Because it's been statement in progress for, in process.
We have had a number of meetings on it. It needs to be updated. It hasn't been updated. There will be discussions on it in Hyderabad. And hopefully by the end of that, we will have something we can pass on to the board.
Okay, thanks.
I don't think it's anything more current than that. Garth has not been present at any of the discussions that we've had about it. Whether he's listened to the calls afterwards, I don't know. I'm willing to revise it, but I didn't really want to take unilateral action to do that. I think that's where it stands. Item number four, ICANN 57. I'll turn it over to Gisela, who has some interesting information for us on several counts.
Gisela here. I'm just checking that you can all hear me.
We can. At least I can.
Thank you very much, Alan. I'm just going to start by sharing the current ICANN block schedule, which is up on the website with you. You'll see here that in black we have the high interest topics that have been added. This for now is the only change on the block schedule. And again, this is not set in stone. This is still work in progress. We had a call today. There may be a few changes, and I don't know when that is going to happen, but hopefully by next week the schedule will be set in stone as we need to have this finalized. There may still be a call with the SOACSG chairs next week to finalize the high interest topics, but I just thought I would show you this. And then I'm going to show our at-large schedule to show the conflicting sessions, which at this stage we've minimized, and actually I don't think there are any at this stage. The interesting part of the Hyderabad meeting is the sponsored lunch. The sponsored lunch is going to be held every day of the week. We will be getting tickets for the week, and which will allow us to go and get lunch. The only issue with this is that it is at the high-tech part of the conference center, and that is a 5 to 7 minute walk from the main conference center. This is going to be challenging with the current lunchtime meetings that we have scheduled. So again, work in progress. I'm not going to spend much more time on that because we are looking into option B, plan Bs for all of the lunch sessions. And as soon as we have an update on that, I will let you know. The gala night is on Saturday, the 5th of November. That will be held at the High Tech as well. Again, the 5 to 7 minute walk from the venue. The start time will be 7 o'clock, which will allow us to go directly from the meeting to get to the gala without having to worry about shuttles and any security issues. After the gala will be entertainment and then a dinner, and then the shuttles will start back to the hotels.
I presume, despite the no walking in Hyderabad rule, walking between the convention center and the High Tech center is presumably safe and whatever.
Confirming that yes, it is safe, and there will be the ICANN will have in place security. It won't be like Durban because I believe it's very safe. It's the whole center there will be. With very many ICANN people, so we don't have to worry about that. I'm going to now...
Yeah, on Depot, this is Heidi. Just, I'm not sure that mentioned that there will be shuttles going, leaving directly from the gala to the various hotels, so there's no need to go back to the
Heidi, you're a bit hard to hear.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I could make it out. I presume the others do, but you were sort of talking across the room.
Okay, sorry. My headset's half broken. So, yeah, the shuttles will go leave directly from the gala to the various hotels.
Okay.
Just bear with me for a second while I get our draft schedule up on the Adobe Connect. I did send it around to everyone in email format, just to make it easier.
Before you go there,
yes,
you have an agenda item saying Constituency Day. I note the singular. On the last ACSO call with the meeting planning people, there was a vociferous demand in some circles to go back from the two mornings to a full day. They took that away with the comment saying that they may well do something about it. Is that not happened? Has a decision been made not to merge it back into a day? Or is it still being discussed?
So no, there's been no decision made, and they're still waiting to hear from all of the 18 SOs, and the ALAC is one of them. So there were three options. Alan, you will have them in your inbox. I can get them to you shortly. I think the deadline for that, do you recall, I think it's the next few days for that.
Yes, just bear with me. I was just looking for that email. It is in the next couple of days. Sorry, I don't have it to hand.
So there will be an email going to chairs or something like that.
It has already. It has already gone to the chairs.
Ah.
Let me. In just a few minutes, I'll be able to send that.
Okay. All right. Back to you, Gisela. Or Olivier has his hand up.
Yes, thanks, Alan. It's Olivia speaking. And as you know, I'm on that list, and I was wondering why you hadn't answered yet, because the deadline is before the end of the week, if not by tomorrow.
Probably because
so
I hadn't noticed it. What would you like me to answer?
Well, that's the question I was going to ask, if we could discuss this. And should we split Constituency Day in two, or should we have it in one day? Because, as you said, there are some vociferous voices to go one way, but there are also others who are very strongly, because they've already done all their preparation, very strong on actually keeping it in one day. So it might well be that we somehow hold the balance between one or the other.
Well, I would suspect that I haven't added up the hours, that the sessions that are currently scheduled, there are more hours than would be in a single day if it was a single day. Just looking at the blocks, I'm guessing that. Because we have six blocks of presumably an hour and a half each or something, which is longer than is roughly equal to a given day. I don't much care, personally. I think we will use the time effectively regardless of which days it's organized on. So I really don't care a lot. I care more that they've taken so many of the possible sessions away from us with the high-interest topics, and that if indeed we think we have a part of our community that will be interested in all of those, they've wiped out an awful lot of sessions or session blocks that were previously available to general sessions or other things that we might be interested in or sessions we could use ourselves. So, but that's not one of the things that's being discussed right now, so I really don't care. If anyone else has strong opinions on whether we keep the current two mornings or go back to the two mornings and early afternoon or go back to a single constituency day, then please speak up. Olivier, is that a new hand?
Yes, Alan, thank you.
Sorry,
it's Olivier Capanablot speaking. Thanks. I think that looking at it, if we were to ask for it to go back to one full day, I think you're absolutely correct. It does appear like we would have less time for ourselves. And I'm always a little concerned in that during constituency day, we do have a very high hardcore. We push a lot. We've got very full days. And having two mornings is probably better for keeping people's interests up than having the full day, especially when we know, the dreaded 1400, the 2 p.m. session where everyone has got food in their stomach and is half sleeping.
My recollection is in this version we have two after lunch sessions. So,
but they're not sessions that you'll be running.
I think constituency mornings. I believe the constituency mornings run into the first session of the afternoon.
As well.
I don't know. That schedule disappeared already.
Okay.
How do the hours compare if we have what is currently the split constituency day versus if it was a single day?
Just bear with me for a second.
Looks like there's six sessions of an hour and a quarter each. So that makes 6-7.5 hours, which is probably about what we would get in our day if we pushed people hard enough.
If I may, from Tanzania, the three options were 2-day format, which are the morning sessions, and that says 6 total time slots. Option 2 is 1 full day format, and that is 5 total time slots. Or option 3 is no preference. And that I found the email that the feedback was due in today at 0700 UTC.
Oh dear. Oh well.
So if Oleg does want to submit something, we need to get it in straight after the call.
I'm sure we can do it.
Let's finish this discussion, and then if you'll submit for us. So, Olivia, you'll notice that the quote, morning, split mornings, includes the 1345 to 1500 session. So it does include two dozy post lunches. It does give us slightly more time, and also gives us more time to prep and work between it. I have a slight preference for the split day, but it's not a strong one. Anyone else want to provide a preference? Olivier agrees.
And I agree as well. I think
I don't know who's speaking.
Sheriff here. We are not computer is. I'm nursing a child instead. So I just wanted to voice my support for the split.
Thank you. Anyone want to oppose it? No one's pushing for the single day. Gisela or Heidi or someone, can you submit the ALAC preference?
I can go ahead and do that.
And you can say it's a slight preference. It's not as strong a vociferous one as some of the GNSO groups. Next item. Olivier, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. And just quickly, one of the other reasons, I guess, is that currently the schedule is as is with this split. If we start now moving things around at this very late moment in the game, I'm very concerned that it's going to be really hard for us to you know, set up our own session. So let's go the path of least work, I say.
Well,
least work for you, least work for our staff.
We don't have full control over what the decision will be, but it is what it is, and we will react. I would like to, sometime before we finish, do a brief run-through of what the high-interest topics are and just try to get a feeling for whether we would dare hold anything against any of them. But Gisela, go ahead with what you were planning.
Thank you, Alan. Gisela here. That is on the agenda, is just to show that, again, nothing much has changed in our schedule, but I did send around the Excel format, which will be slightly bigger and easier on the eye. I'm doing my best here to show it. So what I've added here are the, in white, in blue writing, are the high interest topics as they stand now. And the grey boxes next to them, when it's like, for instance, on Saturday, the grey box next to how to do outreach with each SO and AC, it hasn't yet been discussed on this call today whether or not we are to hold any other sessions against these. Again, if we can decide which sessions we're not going to hold any meetings against and keep these non-conflicting, if and when things do change around, at least that will already help me in the initial scheduling phases. I'm hoping that things aren't really going to change around. But again,
Gisela,
just to help you see, yes?
Yeah, what's the difference between a gray box beside a white and blue and a TBC beside a white and blue?
Sorry, the gray box happened to be there because prior to that it was the GDD non-conflicting session, but the TBC behind there, next to them, is just whether or not we hold a meeting running parallel.
There is no difference.
I put a gray box next to the public interest group. Maybe we do wish to hold another meeting at the same time. So it would be quite useful already now if we ran through the eight high-interest topics just to see which can or can't be conflicting.
Let us do that.
Let's start with, on, as you see, the Saturday, how to do outreach within each SO and AC, which runs in the 11 to 12:15 morning slot.
My cynical answer on that one is that the groups are different enough that I don't think there's a lot in it for us to attend that one. Others? Cheryl agrees. Nobody else cares. Then that's one we can hold something against. Next item. Olivier is a rabbit running away from the subject. I don't understand that symbol. And now he's a car driving away from it. You're very innovative. Would you care to tell us what you're saying?
He's found the new. He must have found the new symbols under the new Adobe Connect rooms, which I have.
Apparently,
thank you.
One means speed up, the other means slow down.
No, it's Olivier speaking. I don't wish to take any further time on this, but Yeah, I mean, I have no preference on these.
Okay,
things.
Fine.
We've
made a decision. That's an open slot we can use.
Good.
Mitigation of abuse in GTLDs. That one I think we're going to have to keep. If no one puts up their hand or disagrees, I'm assuming everyone agrees with me. I always like everyone agreeing with me in any case. That's a joke, sort of. Update on who is related initiatives. Again, I don't think we can afford to pretend we don't care about that. Everyone agrees. Next.
Public Interest Group at Large Advisory Committee.
Where do you see that?
Sunday. Did I miss one? Sunday from 15:15 to 16:45. It's in green, sorry. It should have been in white. My apology.
I don't think we can skip our own meeting, can we?
No.
Are you suggesting we should schedule a meeting against our own working group meeting?
Alan, no
yes.
way. I probably already put it in green, so that means that it's not really even a question
right.
to ask.
Okay, yeah. I don't know why we're discussing it.
Exactly. Underserved regions in ICANN.
Okay. I think that's about places where there aren't registries and things like in registrars. And I think we have enough people coming from these regions that I think it's something we have to pay attention to. There's very strong opinions on what we should be doing and how we should be addressing it, if anything at all. So I think it might in fact be an interesting meeting. Next one.
Non-conflicting, sorry.
That is non-conflicting, correct.
Next one, transparency and legal advice given to ICANN to preserve its principles and openness.
Now, I don't quite know what that is. Well, I do know what it is, but I'm not quite sure why it's there. That essentially says we should have access to legal counsel advice unless, of course, there's some reason that we shouldn't have access to legal counsel advice. I thought that is sort of implicit in the new openness of the board and going along with access to information and access to documents. So I'm not quite sure I know exactly what that topic will really be, other than people repeating over again that we want to see things. Does anyone else have any insight? Tijani, go right ahead.
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. This is the business constituency and the NCSG who are very, they are insistent on the transparency issue, and especially to have information about the legal aspects, etc. So I think it comes from there, and for us, in my point of view, if we don't have time, if it is if we have time, I think it is a good thing. But if we don't have time, I am afraid I would prefer other things if we have other interesting things. Thank you.
Yeah, I could put a description on this, but it's probably not a good description in public forum. It's going to be people talking at each other, agreeing with each other, and other people who don't agree being silent. And ultimately, the lawyers and the board decide what is public, what is capable of being public or not. So I'm not sure it has large value. So I tend to agree with Tijani that, you know, if we really run out of stuff to do, we can keep it open. But otherwise, I'm not going to feel bad about running something against it. It's a good one to listen to the transcript afterwards, or read the transcript, listen to the recording, I think, if you really want, if you're really interested. Internet governance. We know nothing about internet governance. We don't care anything about it. There's no one in our group who has any interest in it or is involved in it, so I think we should run something against that one. Right, Olivier?
I don't know. I'm internet governance.
Just agree.
Okay.
Obviously, that is non-conflicted. Next.
Alan?
Yes.
Alan, if I may, sorry. Transparency, is that an open slot? I was just...
We will hold it in abeyance, but it is capable of being open, yes.
So not confirmed?
If we don't need it, it's the one, at this point, barring other ones we haven't seen yet because they're scrolled off the screen, it'll be the last one to be used. Let's finish and then we'll review.
Sorry, I have given you scrolling rights.
Okay.
Sorry.
And I don't see any more open... Oops, hold on.
Yes.
My scrolling didn't work.
Is the DNS and consent regulation, in any case, we've got the ALAC development session. That stands now. We've got possibly against the transparency on legal advice and definitely on how to do outreach within SOAC. All others are non-conflicting. 5.
I guess that is correct.
Okay.
So I would say at this point that we will schedule something against the transparency. If we really run out of topics, we may give it back, but let's presume we'll use it. Settled?
Yes. Heidi, if I can just hand over to you, possibly just to go on to the development of the agendas and survey on topics. If you would like to show the results of the surveys, I'd need to do a screen share, but I've just got a little logistical issue on this side, so if you can just bear with me for a few minutes.
Yeah, perhaps, hi, Gisela, perhaps Ariel could do that. She's the super expert at screen sharing, and she has the results on that. So this will give us some indication of what some of the preferences are. Among, I believe, 11 people voted.
I explicitly did not.
Okay. So you can see that we're looking basically at just the must invite. Ariel, do you want to take over and go through this?
I'm sorry, it took me a moment to unmute. I'm going to put the link in the chat so you can see it on your own screen as well. So basically, the first question is about the groups of the guests and possible topics. And then you can see I'm arranged the rows based on people's preferences. And then we have 11 people in total voted. And then the ones above this line, right under row 12, these are the ones that have more than 5 people that must invite. And then the ones down below, they're 5 or less, they feel must invite. And a lot of people feel they have no preferences. So I guess perhaps I will just give you a quick readout of the ones that must be invited. And these are the a large review related staff members and items, and then the CEO and the board chairman, and also Renalia, and also policy development support David Olive, GSE, and then the CCWG accountability co-chairs, and the finance department people, and then CCPRT. So these are the top choices. But that doesn't mean the others, people don't want to invite them. It's just, I think the majority of the respondents is either have no preference or they think they don't need to be invited. So,
all right. Can anyone, I don't understand line number 10. Does anyone have any idea why that many people want the co-chairs to come and talk to us? Nobody has any idea. Jenny, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alan. I don't have any idea, but I have a point of view, an opinion. I don't think it is useful to invite the chairs of the CCWG. There will not be any added value in my point of view. Thank you.
I strongly support that point of view. Anyone disregard? Everyone else willing to disregard the advice? It was only a 7 out of 11. It wasn't a huge majority. Interestingly enough, no one said do not invite. I would have if I had filled it out. Are there any other ones that people feel we should not do in the that is above the line, above line 12, above row 12? We're looking at a significant chunk of our time being used in these invited guests. Is there anything there that we feel we should not do? Go ahead, Julie. Can't hear you.
Sorry, Alan, my internet's been intermittent, so apologies. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can, very well.
Hello?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me now?
Apparently you can't hear us.
So I've had intermittent internet, so apologies if you've covered this. I can. Can you hear me? Well, sometimes
can someone type
I can
a message
now.
To her saying we can hear her?
Is the session with the ESSAC listed? Because I just can't see it there. And
It is not, but we'll get to things that are left off in a minute.
No worries, thanks.
Ariel, go back. What were you saying?
So if you look at the second tab, these are the ones already secured spots that these groups will meet with the ALAC, and ESSAC is included there. So it's a separate question.
Okay, fine. But let's stay on the subject if we can. Is there anything in the first meetings up until and including line 12, row 12, that anyone feels we should not have? Remembering they don't charge to meet with us, but it does take time. And it does take time away opportunities for other discussions. There is no one there that people feel is not of value. Okay. Heidi, the one that concerns me most is GSE and regional VPs. Is there going to be substance there, or is it just going to be yet another review of what people are doing?
Sorry, Alan, for which person?
Line row number 9, GSE.
Well, again, Sally now takes over GSE as well as CPRD, so that's something to do, you know, with with regional activities, with civil society, but I don't know if we want to go there. Training, I can learn, all that activity.
Okay, that isn't what was on the line that people selected, though. The line said regional VPs, regional strategy.
I'm seeing Sally Costerton under overall interaction strategic plan of RALOS, which is correct.
Okay.
Where are you looking?
You're saying the focus might not be on regional VPs, but on other aspects of things that report to Sally.
Oh, absolutely. She basically just brings the regional VPs, and they don't say very much.
No, well, often they spend a half an hour not saying very much.
So basically, I mean, if you would like, I can just have Sally come.
Okay. Let's assume Sally, and we will need to decide. A little bit more guidance as to what we want to talk about. But, okay, fine. Is there, again, last call, I see Olivier and Tijani up specifically. Is there anyone in that section that we do not want to have? Olivier and then Tijani, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. It's Olivia speaking. I wanted to mention just regarding GSE, I think it's important to speak to them specifically for the budget item which was granted, which is the providing of some funding for activities that is not related to travel. And I think that the RALOs have been asking some clarity and some clarification on what's actually being now given. I think the sum is $10,000, and I'm not quite sure. In fact, I don't think anybody knows what that means and how it can be used, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay,
so
that's
that
one of the issues.
Would be a question that would be asked.
Thank you. Before we go ahead, can someone explain the ha 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 under Renalia?
This is Ariel. Yes, I can explain it. So when we have the survey, we ask people to provide suggestions for potential topics to discuss with these groups. And one of the respondents wrote, ha, ha, ha.
I'm not sure that was worth reproducing in the summary.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I just want to keep the integrity of the data, so I put it over there.
Thank you. Tijani? Tijani?
Yes, thank you, Alan. Sorry, I was speaking it while I was muted. Only to stress that the meeting with the GSE is very, very important for us for several reasons. One of them, the one Olivier mentioned, but also other aspects of cooperation, how we can enhance this interaction between the GSE and our community and our structures in general. Thank you.
So, okay, fine. We have made a decision that everything in, we will attempt to fit in and invite everyone that is above the horizontal line. Below the horizontal line, we now have information management and other tools, contractual compliance, government engagement, global communications, DPRD, which Heidi claimed was above the line, but in fact that one didn't get much rating. So it's not clear we really should be inviting her with that hat in mind, although my personal preference is in fact that hat. Meeting strategy, nominating committee, ASO and IDN. Is there anyone in those sections below the line that we feel, despite the low rating, we should be talking to? Tijani, go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Alan. Tijani speaking. I think that the information management is one of the issues that we raised several times. And you, particularly, Alan, when you speak about storage, about how to find information, how to find how the information are managed inside ICANN. And I think that Ashley Hayes, I think his name is like this. He made a lot of progress in this matter, and I think it would be good to hear from him so that we know perhaps what have been done and how we can use it in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier.
Thank you, Alan. Olivier Capanablon speaking. I presume DPRD is related somehow to the discussions on the public interest.
It most certainly is.
I don't think that the working group will have time to meet face-to-face. Have you scheduled some time for the ALAC to discuss this public interest thing, or...
We haven't done the scheduling at all at that point. We have asked people what we should talk about. You're one of those people who you think public interest is something we want to focus at large leadership on, then we need to get to that in a moment. We're not there at that topic right now, however.
You know, the reason why I asked the question is because if there isn't going to be an ALAC session on touching at all on the public interest, then the DPRD with Sally and Urgis and Betsy Andrews might be a good thing to have.
Yes, Heidi, you wanted to speak.
Yes, there is going to be an at-large public interest working group meeting on Tuesday between 17 and 1800.
That's the public interest group. That is not necessarily the at-large group talking about the public interest, which I think is what, I believe, is what Olivier was asking about.
Okay. So would you like to schedule an hour or so with just at-large or during the time?
I'd like to stay on topic. All right. What I take from what I've heard plus what I've my own personal opinion is I would suggest that despite the low rating, we include DPRD in the line 9. In other words, that line 9 is now a wider subject than just GSE. It includes other things that Sally that is responsible for. And I think asking her what the next steps are regarding the public interest, since there's been a change of leadership, is a reasonable thing to do. And with regarding the information management, it is an exceedingly important task. I just had another example last night that frustrated the something out of me. I'll tell you about it later because I'm putting it on under any other business. But I'm not convinced there's something worth talking about at this point. What I would suggest, if you agree, is that I schedule a talk with Chris Gift, either one-on-one or if someone else, Tijani or someone else, wants to participate, that's fine, and try to find out is there something really that we can have a substantive, useful discussion on, or are we just going to talk to each other again, you know, saying we need to do something. Is that a reasonable way to proceed?
Alan,
go ahead, Tijani.
Alan, I think the right person would be Ashley and not Chris Gift.
It's Chris Gift's area. Who we speak to is a different issue. Is that a reasonable way to go forward? I see no negatives. Tijani had his hand up and then down again.
It's okay. I think it's okay.
Okay. All right. Then an action item for me on that, please. And I don't see anything else there that I think is compelling at this point. All right. Section number 2 is the questions on ones that we already essentially have scheduled. One is with ESSAC, CCNSO, Registry Stakeholder Group, Commercial Stakeholder Group, and GAC Leadership. Now, I thought that was a GAC meeting, not GAC Leadership. Gisela or Heidi?
Sorry, yes. I'm back. Let me get, that should be with GAC. I'm just double-checking in my correspondence. What is up there with GAC leadership?
And I believe it's Registry Stakeholder Group Leadership, not group. I don't remember a commercial stakeholder group.
Yes. No, it's Registry Stakeholder Leadership and the Commercial Stakeholder Leadership.
And GAC, I believe, is
and
not
both those sessions. No, and both those are the GNSO groups are with the ALP and the GAC is with the ALAC.
Okay, but the GAC is full GAC, not GAC leadership. All right, those are confirmed already. I don't think there's any reason we want to change those. Heidi?
That was an old question.
Okay. All right, slide number 3. Topics. The topics are GTLD, CCW Accountability Workstream 2, IANA Stewardship Transition, Registration directory services, which is really registration data directory services or directory data services. I don't remember which. There's two D's in it, actually. ALS criteria and expectations, and more effective use of mailing lists and wikis. New GTLDs is the highest one. Accountability Workstream 2, IANA Stewardship Transition, RDS, ALS Criteria. My personal views is I cannot think what possibly we want to talk about on item number, line number 6, IANA Stewardship Transition. Is there someone who thinks we need to talk about this again? If there are people in the ALAC who think so, they haven't been paying attention, I think, which may well be true. So I see including of those 6, I see including the 4 with the exception of IANA Stewardship Transition and more effective use of mailing lists and wikis. That might be an interesting topic for our development day. Cheryl and Heidi note. Didn't receive a lot of comments, by the way, but we make particularly poor use of our mailing lists. Everyone agreeing with the go ahead with the 4? Tijani agrees. No one saying no. Done. This topic is done. Thank you. Is there anything that anyone wants to talk about that is not on this list? Olivier, do you believe we need a public interest session within at large in addition to the working group meeting?
If I managed to unmute myself. Yes, thank you, Alan. It's Olivier Capin-Leblanc speaking. No, if there is a working group session, I don't think we need to have an ALAC in addition to that.
Okay.
However, I would like to ask you with regards to the Atlas II recommendations, whether there would be some time to be able to present these and discuss these with the ALAC.
Tell us how much time you need, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, I'll follow up after that then, after this.
Thank you. Tijani?
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Tijani speaking. Have we decided that we will have a face-to-face meeting of the IANA issue ad hoc group?
Well, we're certainly going to talk on the Workstream 2 issues. Whether that constitutes the IANA issues group or not, or we should simply try to do it at a time that would allow remote participation, I would think that would be sufficient.
This is exactly what I mean. I don't want it to be duplicated. If we have a session of the IANA issues, you will not need the discussion of the Workstream 2 and the ALAC work. Otherwise, if we don't have an IANA issue meeting, yes, we have to have it on our agenda. Thank you.
Okay. I feel quite strongly that we want to have this discussion in the presence of the whole at-large leadership. I think these issues are of enough importance, certainly some of them are of enough importance, that we want exposure to the whole leadership, at large leadership group, not just those who choose to go to the to the IANA issues, now retitled ICANN Evolution. So I think labeling it as a whole group, regardless of what of the detailed agenda, is something that's very important. We have too many people who do not participate in those things. So, but yes, the topics will be covered, and we should try to do it to the best we can. The timing is really bad for remote participation, certainly from North America, but Europe is somewhat better. We should try to do it at a time which is not particularly awkward, to the extent we can do that. All right. Hearing no other comments of what we need, we can go on to the next item, Gisela or Heidi.
Thank you, Alan. Heidi, would Do you like to take over the development session?
Yeah, I can do that, or Cheryl can do that. I'm happy to. Okay, I'll go ahead and Cheryl can come in if she wishes. So the development session is going to be for ongoing and incoming ALAC members and liaisons. It will be held on the 9th. The official start date is 12, to, ending at 1800, but we have decided that the real start time will be about 1:15. The format to allow people to go to lunch at the other tech center. The format will be a fishbowl, and Cheryl is much better pleased to tell a little bit about that. It's a very interactive format that allows a discussion to progress, and some of the topics will be, we have unfortunately lost our the information we discussed earlier, Kiesel, unless you have found it, but some of the topics will be, let's see, better listening skills. There'll be some topics, I believe RDS, Alan, I believe that was one of them. And then following that, there'll be an ALAC dinner at the Novotel.
Yeah, we said RDS or new GTLDs. We would decide on the fly.
Okay. All right. And we're going to be staff to be sending out notices in much more in advance than last year's development session in order to ensure that all the ALAC people who are invited to this will have it on their calendars, because there was a little bit of pushback at the length of the session. Actually, last year's session was all day. This one is basically half day, so I think that will help as well.
Well, plus thank some you. People thought they had the day off, so...
Cheryl here, Alan. Heidi covered off things perfectly well at this stage of our planning. We will be using a fishbowl technique for the particularly the discussion on either RDS or subsequent procedures for new GTLDs. We'll prep both and see which one will run closer to the day, depending on how things have happened throughout the actual ICANN meeting. There'll be a warm-up exercise or an ice-breaking exercise which hopefully will highlight some of the variety we have, the diversity we have in our expectations and skills of being leaders, being collaborators and working in a multicultural environment. We'll have some guided discussions which will still be in the round, in other words, large circle discussions, and then we'll have specifically the fishbowl, which at, towards the last session, running up to around 17:30 or so, we'll be looking at particulars of honing meeting best meeting practice and leadership skills that one would expect based on the rule of procedure and the expectations of ALAC members to, for example, take leadership roles in various work groups, drafting teams or policy development forum, either within or further beyond ALAC. So at the end of it, we hope we will have a group that are more collaborative, certainly understand each other more and have a set of expectations as to how they can operate effectively. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments on this? Next item, please.
We are
running late on time, so let's try to
make
some time up, please.
Questions for the board. Alan, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, questions for the board. to the board is the next item.
Okay. The only items we have at this point are questions from the board. The two questions we've been given is what do we, the board and ICANN organization, have to do to make the transition work for you? And presumably by the transition, they really mean the accountability part of the bylaws part of the transition, not IANA. And the second one is what do we, board, ICANN organization, and community need to do to advance trust and confidence in what we do? I think many of us have some answers on that. That's not just what the board does, but what ICANN does. In other words, how do we convince Senator Cruz that we're good guys, among other things? I think those are going to be interesting topics. Time management may be interesting, since we only have about an hour. Questions for the board we need to come up with. Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alan. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, and it's not quite a question from the ELAC to the board, but I wondered whether there would be the opportunity to present the AFLAS 2 follow-up or say a couple of words about the AFLAS 2 follow-up implementation.
I think we can put that in as a presentation. My inclination is to do it at the end, so that we don't end up in an extraneous discussion from board members that does not really help us any. But if we want to highlight it, we can certainly do that in that kind of forum.
Okay, that's fine with me. Thanks.
Anything else? Next item, please.
Alan, yes, Gisela here. Sorry, logistics, we ran through them at the beginning of the meeting. And just an additional point was what the ALT thought about having an at-large community ICANN 57 prep call week of the 17th of October. Mind that we won't have an ALAC call in October. The ALT call will be on Monday the 24th or Tuesday the 25th of October, doodle to go out after this meeting. And on Thursday the 20th of October, we have the pre-ICANN 57 policy webinars, two of which will be held on the same day, the usual format, 10 UTC and 1900 UTC. So your thoughts on having this at-large ICANN 57 prep call to prep all the at-large travelers, basically using the travel list that we have, which is the email list with all the at-large community members attending, to see whether we need to prep them not only what to expect from the high-interest topics, but also what to expect from the at-large schedule, and to run through the schedule and to prepare them as much as possible. For the policy forum, we saw that for the four-day meeting, people didn't quite know which sessions they had to attend, and that wasn't even going as far as the at-large community. We could just narrow that down to possibly the ALAC members and regional leaders. So do we need to prepare them for the seven-day very long meeting?
I will note that this meeting is effectively not much longer than our previous ones, perhaps a day later. I think it will be reasonable. I think by then we should have firm schedules and agendas set up, or pretty firm, or at least, if not the detailed agendas, at least know what topics we're covering. I think it's an opportunity to review them, perhaps to give people some homework. We don't tend to have really good attendance at either the ICANN prep calls or our prep calls, but I think it's something we can certainly try to do and see if it has any effect on how well people are prepared for the actual meetings. I will not be able to attend it, so someone else will have to run that call. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And when you have the time for that, could we go back to the previous item, please, the agenda for the board, if it's okay?
Yes, please. Let's finish this one. We'll go back to it.
Thank you.
prep meeting, everyone support? Everyone, anyone object? Everyone object? No comments? I'm presuming that implies support. Yes, Heidi, go ahead.
Yeah, so basically Seth had the idea of having Leon be the chair of that call and asking the chairs of some of these meetings to present what they plan on getting out of these meetings. So it's not only a presentation on what the meeting's about, but also their aim. So it gives them a little bit of time to think about what they want to do in that meeting before they actually get there.
You mean and the chair? You said the chairs of those meetings. Which chairs are
correct.
We talking about?
So the various working group chairs. Or did you want this just to be on the ALAC call, or do you want this? Because you had informed us that you'd like to invite not only the ALAC but the RALA leaders as well to this call of the 17th.
Well, yes, this is a prep for the at-large
correct.
Leadership group.
So the people
most of the time we meet as a total group. There's no reason to not include the full group.
Okay, and then also, so the people leading the sessions in, for example, the at-large leadership sessions, as well as those who are leading some of the working groups that are going to be held. Perhaps those people could.
Okay, you're talking about the people within at-large who will be leading discussions.
Yes.
Fine,
yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. And then the other point is that the pre-ICAN 57 policy webinar is going to be taking place on October 20th, and I think that should be mandatory for everyone. So staff can send out a note really urging people to attend one of those calls.
We can but say the word.
That's right. Okay, thank you.
Olivier, back to you on board.
Thank you very much, Alan. Olivier Clapin-Blanc speaking. I was going to suggest if we needed a controversial topic or something that would generate a little bit of discussion, if we had some spare time during our hour with the board, in other words, if we were to make this 10 hours with the board, we would be able to perhaps mention or ask the board about their point of view regarding a next round of new GTLDs. Bearing in mind, it is quite likely that other parts of ICANN would be speaking to them about this and trying to lobby in one direction. I think it might be, I suggest that it might be a good idea to start telling the board quite clearly about what our point of view is from the beginning.
Well, assuming we
have
a...
How many times we'll have to repeat this?
Assuming we have a point of view, that's one of the discussions that we're going to be having. There is going to be, as I've said, and some of you have said, enormous pressure to do something. There's probably pressure within our own group to do IDNs. There may be pressure within our own group to do released TLDs in developing areas. Are we really sure that we really want to say nothing until everything is done? I'm not 100% sure if we go to our community, that's what the answer will be. So if we have a strong position, certainly we can present it.
Well, it depends really on the timing. So if a meeting with the board takes place after the ALAC session that will be discussing this face-to-face, then, of course, we can relay to the board what the conclusion of our face-to-face discussions has been.
Okay.
That was really, whatever that position is, I'm not presuming that it's a no, 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 or a yes, yes, or a yes, but, or a no, but.
Okay. I'm just worried that if we take a very rigid position, we may get bypassed. And I would prefer to be part of the discussion than simply to be the people that are ignored because we're simply saying no under no conditions.
Alan, it's Olivier. There's a difference between saying we're going to go for this and nothing else and the one where we touch on the subject and we say, well, this is our current position.
Yeah.
And
okay.
The concern is if we don't raise that, they will come back to us again and say, we come to see the ALAC and you guys have not had any questions for us and the ALAC doesn't deal with any policy whatsoever. I do think we need to hit them on the head with policy.
Okay, the board typically will not answer questions like what are your feelings on this. but we'll add that to the current list of topics that we'll look at. Back to you, Gisela, or Heidi, or whoever. I think we're finished. We may be finished that item. Is
yeah.
there any more
yeah.
on ICANN planning?
No.
We are 65 minutes into the meeting, 20 minutes late past our agenda. So I hope we can go on. Next item is at-large review. We have 5 minutes allocated. Holly is not on the call. Cheryl is. Do you have any comments?
I'm on a very, very update, Cheryl, for the record. Yes, at the recent update call for the at-large review working party, ICANN's brought us up to speed on the responses to the survey so far. Whilst it was recognised that we do need to push out, and you've seen some push out already from certainly the Lac Rala area band has been promoting, for example, to get more of the surveys done, particularly since they're in French and Spanish as well as English. We've got about 100 or so surveys, which as early days is, I don't think, too bad a run at all. And there are some both high-level interesting statistics that items will be sharing with us in the Hyderabad meeting, as well as some specific drill downs, which will be in greater detail than we had presented in our update call earlier this week. The reason it'll be in greater detail is because far more of the analysis will be available by then. The other thing is, of course, Hyderabad itself is going to be an opportunity for us to encourage more people to fill out the survey when people have already committed themselves to get on the plane and go and spend more than a week doing ICANN stuff. We might also get them to be doing the survey as well. That's less than 5 minutes. Do you need any more from me?
Thank you very much. Any comments, questions? Olivier.
Thank you very much, Alan. Olivier Crapin-Velon speaking. And I'm concerned by the numbers that were given to us in that there were indeed more than 100 responses, but if I understand correctly, only a third of these came from people in the at-large community. And that was the what I learned there. I thought, well, we really need to push. And the aim or the hope from the consultants was that we would get at least 100 responses from the at-large community, because the current number is very small, it seems.
Well, an interesting question, which I don't know the answer to, is how many ALAC members and regional leaders have submitted. That's 25 people alone. You know, somewhat higher than
indeed
that if we look at incoming. I think the push has to be at a number of different levels. Anyone else? Seeing no more comments, next item, BCEC and BMSPC, reports from Julie and Tijani. Who would like to go first? Who can unmute themselves?
Would you like, Alan?
Go right ahead, Julie.
Thank you. We've had one joint meeting with the BMSPC. We've had two BCEC meetings, and Cheryl, Ariel, and I, and Terry Agnew have had a preliminary session on tools with Ken Bauer. Just to summarise where we're currently at, we have finalised our BCEC Code of Conduct, and we made a decision that we would seek formal commitment by email of all members and alternates to that code of conduct. We're still waiting for two members to signify their commitment, and that is recorded on the website with a link to each person's email. We have finalised the candidate requirements, and I advised you and Tijani of that officially yesterday by email. We have gone back with some feedback on the timeline to Tijani and yourself, basically saying that we recommend taking out the lines associated with calling for references from the timeline, because our intention now is to call for references as part of the application. So a separate call for references doesn't need to be made. We should have all of the information right from the submission of candidate applications. That being the case, those two line items can be removed from the timeline, but the committee has agreed to the timeline as presented for the remainder of the step unit. As I said, that's been official. I formally notified you of that yesterday. I have drafted operational procedures and guidelines, and they have been circulated a couple of times to the committee. At our meeting yesterday, we had just a couple of minor updates to make to them to finalise them. They're now, the final draft I've now sent out to the committee for their approval by 2359 UTC next Monday. I don't expect there to be any real changes required to them, and following that I should be in a position to submit them to you on Tuesday. My understanding is that the ALAC needs to approve those operational procedures and guidelines. I believe the candidate requirements are within our remit to approve. But with no ALAC call in October, I'm just querying how that's going to happen, possibly with an added session circulation and a call for approval, but perhaps come back to that at the end of what I want to say. The final thing that I just want to update you on is the session that Cheryl and I, Ariel and Terry, had with Ken Bauer. Was absolutely brilliant, and we're going to adopt the NOMCOM or a derivation of the NOMCOM tool, which looks really excellent. The committee has agreed to that at its meeting yesterday. Following the session with Ken Bauer, I went through and did a detailed comparison of the NOMCOM tool against the expression of interest pro forma that was used last time for ALAC or for At Large, and sent some feedback to Ken. During the time we've been on this call, I've just seen but haven't had a chance to absorb the fact that Ken has actually already implemented in the software, in the tool, the feedback and the changes that I suggested needed to be made to adapt it to ALAC. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but I'm just so impressed with Ken. And he worked with Ariel to do that. And I did skim the email sufficiently to note that he thought the world of Ariel's capabilities in being able to pick up some very complex technical steps and approaches very, very quickly. So he and Ariel, by the sound of it, have done some great work that I haven't had a chance to look at yet. So sounds like Ariel is going to be well-placed to support us in doing all of the fine-tuning of that tool. So that's about it from me. I think we've made some good progress, and we've still got quite a bit to do, but I'm feeling much more confident after our meeting yesterday and the progress we made there that we'll be quite well able to meet the timescale required. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Julie. In terms of the approval process, what we'll do is once you have the guidelines finalized and ready for presentation to the ALAC, we will present them to the ALAC. We'll give them several working days, several weekdays, to read them and send any comments. And presumably there is nothing substantial that cannot be addressed, we'll do a consensus call. So once we're past the few days of comments, I think you can presume that even though they're not technically approved at that point, they will be approved, and you can proceed and start the implementation at that point. So, you know, essentially within less than a week after you present them, we should have them something that you can work with as tools for your business. In terms of the tool, the application tool, I've got about four decades of a history of when I test things, I find bugs no one else does. So I'd be glad to be a guinea pig for your questionnaire if you wish. I've already gone on record saying I'm not submitting an application this time. So there's no conflict of interest there. If you want me to, let me know.
That would be
anything else? Any other questions for Julie before we go to Jani? I have one question, actually. I know people have signed the conflict of interest statement. Do they really understand that you will tolerate no leaks and that if there are leaks, to the best of your ability, you will take action on them? For the record, we have had leaks in the past, and they have serious implications. Thank you.
I'm not sure that I've expressed it quite so strongly, but perhaps what I might do is at our next meeting I might take that message back when I reported to the ALT that the ALT stressed that is the approach we should take.
Yeah, thank you. Any other comments? And Tijani, it's all yours.
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. For the BMSPC, we had so far only one meeting, joint meeting with the BCEC, Julie spoke about. Our next meeting will be tomorrow. I hope that all the members will be present. We invited the members as well as the alternates. And Julie will be on the call too. Alan also will be on the call. So everyone will be, Cheryl also will be on the call. What we will do tomorrow will be the discussion, modification, if any, and approval of the guidelines and the timeline. For your information, the timeline has been already approved by the BCEC, so now it is to the BMSPC to give the final say about it. As for the guidelines, I sent both the guidelines and the timeline to the members and the internet so that they read them before. It was, I think, 2 days ago. So that they read them before we come to the meeting so that we may make a lot of progress in this regard. And I think we will have a good progress, and I hope we will have it. So, Alan, probably on Monday you will receive the BMSPC guidelines approved so that you may initiate the consensus call discussion about it. And as for the timelines, if the BMSPC approve it, it will be approved and it will be official. I think I don't have other things to say because we don't have the same time constant than Julie than the BCEC, since our work will start really when they have done their work. Thank you very much.
Well, other than approving the timeline, which is your first job. Yes, exactly. Thank you very much. You will have my comments on what you sent me by tomorrow. Sorry, I didn't get to it before then, but you will have it before I go to sleep tonight. Any other questions on the board selection process? Going once, twice. On to the next agenda item, CCWG budget and process. This is you've all seen the emails and there's been a little bit of a discussion related to the GNSO statement. My recommendation at this point is that when there is currently a consensus call that is ending in an hour or something like that, about an hour from now, on the basically saying we support the budget and the budget process that was described in those documents. I believe that the issues raised by the GNSO in their items 1 to 4 are effectively implied by the process, but they're not explicit. And I would support me when I submit the document, when I submit the approval, say we support the intent of those GNSO recommendations. Not to say that, you know, we couldn't write and approve a statement here, but essentially there's been very little comment saying we don't approve them, we don't agree with them. And I think an explicit statement to the board is relatively important. There are substantive issues. On issue number 5, I do not believe that we should be directing what the CCWG Workstream Group talks about. But I do have concern that a huge amount of money could be wasted on legal consultation on issues which they shouldn't be talking about to begin with. Now, we may or may not be able to stop them from talking about it, but I would like to put constraints on what they do in terms of providing funding. So my feeling, it's not a very strong one, but my inclination is to, when I submit the statement, the fact that the ALAC has approved the budget, add those statements of support or modified support for the GNSO items 1 to 4, strong support, and on item number 5, moderate support. Olivier, go ahead. Now, by the way, to summarize, in general, we've gotten great support. Tijani has said in previous calls that he believes that if we are going to make a statement, we should write our own words and not just support someone else's statement. We have in the past supported other statements that have been made, so I'm not sure it breaks new ground. But I don't think we have the time at this point to do that through any other mechanism. So it's either be silent or say we support the intent of those things. Go ahead, Olivier.
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And I have a real concern with number 5. I think I have expressed this. How does everyone here feel about SOs and ACs dictating the work that would be done in a cross-community working group, dictating to the level of saying, oh, no, we are going to restrict your money on this item so you can't have that support on this item because we don't want you to deal with it? That's something I'm a little concerned about, because you can then, by starving some processes of cash, and you are creating a precedent here, by starving some processes, you just make sure that those processes will never succeed nor happen. And
wow,
that's probably not the way we want to move forward. Hence the reason why I was a firm supporter in the CWG, that it would cost how much it would cost, and that's the bottom line. It will just cost that. Now, of course, it doesn't stop the chairs of the CCWG and staff to look closely at costs and to, on occasion, say, well, we've got one option which is going to cost this amount and the other option is going to cost less. We should go for the one that costs less. But having a blanket blanket note on one of the work streams saying, oh, if this work stream goes in this direction, it's going to cost too much, therefore we're not funding it, it's not going to go in that direction, is something that really worries me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Just to respond, I'm happy to leave out number 5 altogether. So I don't feel strongly about it. The reason I feel comfortable doing what I suggested, however, is what we are really saying, and we could word it this way, is that we do not want money spent on following paths that were not in the charter provided by Workstream 1 to Workstream 2, and that is being supported by the chartering organizations. We approved, as a chartering organization, the Workstream 1 report, which included the mandate for Workstream 2, and the discussions that are taking on right now of should we move where ICANN is incorporated, should we change where it is headquartered, I believe are out of scope. And that is why I feel comfortable making that restriction, but I feel equally comfortable being completely silent on it. Olivia, is that a new hand?
No, that was an old hand, thank you.
What's the group feel? Silent on item number 5?
Tijani.
If people are uncomfortable with it, then I'm happy to leave it off. Tijani?
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. I do support what Olivier said. I have the same fear. As I said in other calls, we as a chartering, you said something which is not right, Alan. And the report and the final report of the CCWG Workstream 1, we gave the tasks for the jurisdiction subgroup. And we said that this group has to contemplate all the layers of the jurisdiction, and they are all mentioned, including incorporation and location. So we are tasked by the Workstream 1 to address it. Second point, very important. I understand your point. I understand you don't want ICANN to move from California, and I agree with you. How we have to address that? We have to address that from inside the group. We are represented in the group, and anyone who wants to prevent it to happen or to prevent our group to spend money on it, we have to be inside the group and to say no. We have to be numerous to say we will stay in California and that's
okay.
All. We don't need any advice. We don't need anything.
Yeah, thank you. We are very short of time, and there are some other substantive issues we need to discuss. I'm quite happy to leave that one out, and I'm sorry if I misremembered what was in the Workstream 1 report on this item on Workstream 2. Cheryl, quickly.
Very briefly, Cheryl, for the record, my memory of the clear recommendations on jurisdiction out of Workstream 1 is more in line with yours, Alan, than it is with Tijani. And in fact, I thought were very clear that we were not encouraging re-litigation of matters that were looking at jurisdiction, but rather looking at where and those layers of jurisdiction there may be a need to look at whether or not alternate jurisdictions or alternate mechanisms to ensure that any problems regarding jurisdiction are minimised. I disagree with you. I think the incorporation one is settled. But doesn't matter. Don't put it in. GNSO has, and we can use that as a lever if we need to.
Thank you very much. I'm going to take an executive ruling on this, since there is a clear belief that we are in agreement with what is said in 1-4, and in fact, from my point of view, I believed it was already implicit. Then I will mention 1-4. We do not have agreement on 5. We'll not mention 5 at this point. Next item.
Okay, Alan,
yes.
A final point, please. Why we say that we support 1-4? Why we don't write them in our statement? It will be our position. Why we support the position of others? We
Tijani.
Are a chartering organization as the GNSO. We are two chartering organizations.
Tijani, the reason is if we're going to put new words to it, we have to take it, make the decision of the AILAC. We cannot do that. I don't feel we can do that. You know, I can do that tonight unilaterally and write it tomorrow morning. I did put out a question on whether we support the intent of 1-4, and the answer seemed to be universally yes. So we can either be completely silent, but I believe the issues need reinforcing, because if my reading is wrong and they are not implicit in the original document, then I do believe they are worth saying. But I don't think we have the time. This is going to be considered by the board quickly. It's already much later than it should have been done. It should have been done before the Workstream 2 projects actually started working. So I think time constraints are against us at that, in this point. Next item is the process to appoint liaisons. The all of the nominations are closed for two of the positions, the .mobi and for the GAC liaison. We have competition. The selection committee will be meeting next Monday to discuss this. And I'd like to take a quick poll of this group, and I don't want large discussions. I just want a poll. The past selection committees have made recommendations to the ALAC to appoint a certain person to a job. They have not provided options. The selection committee could pass on the whole list of people who have applied, who have expressed interest. They could pass on a subset or can pass on a single candidate. Is there any strong feelings in this group about which path they should take if after looking at the resumes, it is not obvious which path? In other words, do you believe the selection committee should side more on making a decision, as past ones have, or in giving the ALAC a decision part in the process? If anyone has any quick opinions on it, I would value them in consultation. I do note that all the ALAC ALT members are part of the selection committee, so you can certainly be silent now and weigh in later, but I'm just interested if anyone has any thoughts on this. It will help me guide how I present it to the selection committee. Anyone have any input? Hearing nothing, seeing nothing. Thank you very much.
I am not on Adobe Connect, so may I speak?
Yes, you may.
Sorry. Okay, thank you very much, Alan. Except if we have two very good candidates for the same position, perhaps we can give two choices for the ALAC. But in general, we will give the recommendation to select one candidate for one position. But if we have really two excellent candidates for the same position, yes, we can give the choice to ALAC. Thank you.
Then you will provide your input on or before Monday whether you think we have more than one candidate. But we'll not discuss that here. Heidi, you have your hand up.
Yes. Quickly, Alan, should the people, the positions that only had one nomination, should they be approved by acclamation?
They certainly should. We actually have a rule saying that right now. Feel free to go ahead. Okay.
Excellent. Then congratulations.
Sorry, I thought I had already said that to you, but perhaps not.
Just to make it formal, do you wish to say congratulations to everyone?
I congratulate everyone.
Go ahead, Alan.
I'm congratulating our liaisons. Congratulating
everyone.
Our CCNSO liaison, Maureen. I'm congratulating our GNSO liaison, Cheryl Langdon Orr.
Congratulations.
And am I missing somebody?
I think
ESAC. I congratulate our ESAC liaison, Julie.
Congratulations.
How could I forget?
Great for gender diversity there, just to let you know. That's great.
We're not doing real well on gender diversity on liaison so far. But luckily in the direction opposite from the normal trend. Heidi, new hand, old hand?
Old hand, going down.
Old hand, all right. We'll do item number 10, any other business, and then we'll go into a very short in-camera session. there is a meeting next week with the various chairs of the ACs and SOs and the board working group on registration data directory services. The reason for the meeting, now this is an interesting group. This group was created by the board last July, July 2015. For the life of me, I cannot find any records that they've met or done anything. And although in the board documents, the charter of the group is mentioned multiple times, both in the board governance committee minutes and in the board minutes, I cannot find out what the charter is. It doesn't seem to exist anywhere other than in some secret document that isn't on the web. Or it may be there and hidden in plain sight. In any case, this group, that was my comment on data and access to data on the ICANN website. There are thousands of words on this subcommittee, but the actual charter of what they're supposed to be doing, I can't find. In any case, the subject of the meeting is the board has heard rumors that some people in the committee think that a WHOIS review team being convened right now is a bloody waste of time, given that we have several other groups looking at WHOIS issues, and to have another review team look at it again seems to be a waste of community time, since in general it's going to be the same people. My suggestion to them is exactly the one that I'm going to make on my own personal behalf, is exactly the one that I made to the comment when it was mandated in the bylaws that we had to do this review, that I believe we should have staff do a review of how well the implementations have been done on the first WHOIS review team, and do an honest one, not patting themselves on the back, and convene a group of volunteers of people who are very knowledgeable of the WHOIS review team recommendations, and have them pass judgment on the staff review, and that's it. The only part of the WHOIS review that I think is worthy of doing now is reviewing how well the last one was implemented, not creating new recommendations on where to go forward. So that is certainly going to be my recommendation. I'm interested in knowing, and you don't have to do it today because the meeting's not till next week. If you have any thoughts on that suggestion, then I welcome them. If anyone has any immediate comments, go right ahead, but I don't think they're really necessary. I just wanted to tell you the meeting is coming up and the position I plan to take on it. Comments? Nothing? Done. If we can go into camera, I don't believe there is anyone on this call who is not normally
Alan?
Included in an in-camera session. Yes, go ahead.
Alan, it's Olivier speaking. You have
go
asked
ahead, Olivier.
If there were any...
Muted? Where is muted? No, now I should be okay. Are you hearing me?
We are.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. Olivier Catane-Blanc speaking. You didn't ask for any other business, and I wanted to touch on...
I did at the beginning when I said, is there anything to add to the agenda, but go ahead if you have any other business.
Okay. Thanks for this, Alan. It's Olivier, and I'm hoping that we can go through this quickly. Atlas 2 recommendations, which I mentioned a little bit earlier, there are a number of them that require the ALT's input. And I'm hoping that I could, and we probably don't need to have the answer right away on this call since we're so short of time, but I would like to raise 4 points, or at least 3, with you and with the ALT. First is recommendation number 6. Ariel, are you able to display this on the screen, please?
Olivier, before you go ahead, is there anyone on this call who has to leave in the next 10 minutes? Okay, you have 5 minutes, Olivier, just 5.
Thanks, Alan. Okay, so recommendation 6 is whether the ALAC should follow the GNSO's example and require ALAC members and liaisons to state any changes to their SOIs at the beginning of every ALAC monthly conference call. Because recommendation 6 effectively states that ICANN's multi-stakeholder model should serve as the reference in encouraging all participants to declare and update existing and potential conflicts of interest each time a vote takes place or consensus is sought. So are there any strong thoughts in the ALAC, in the ALT about this, going either way, in favor or against?
My preference is to remind people periodically that they must update their statements when there are changes, and not necessarily ask it in front of every meeting where, in general, consensus is not sought and decisions are not taken anyway.
Well, we're speaking about the ALAC meeting, the monthly ALAC call. And decisions, I hope, are made during the ALAC call.
Many occasionally, not often, actually. We tend to do more things online.
Okay, so if we present this, that would be okay.
Tijani speaking. I am comfortable with reminding everyone each call that they have to update their SOI. It doesn't make any harm.
In any case, I don't think we are in disagreement with the words there. The implementation may vary. Next item.
Okay, thanks. Next, recommendation 36. Whether the ALAC should discuss with David Olive, and I believe that we are meeting with David Olive at ICANN 57, about the possibility of holding calls with other SOs and ACs in between ICANN meetings.
And the thing is a little
different. It says here, should envisage conference calls with other ACs and SOs in between ICANN meetings to improve collaboration and engagement.
I believe
we like
do.
Bilateral.
I have already stated publicly, I think the concept of asking permission to do that is ludicrous. There is nothing stopping us from doing it if the two groups want to do it. And I think that's a given that if anyone has had an idea where they wanted to meet with another group and the other group wanted to meet with us in a teleconference, then they have no one to blame but themselves for not raising the issue. I do not think that needs ALAC approval and certainly doesn't need David Olive approval.
I agree
okay.
with you.
So no discussion with David Olive about this, but we proceed forward with this recommendation and say that the ALAC is going to take this on.
I think it's a no-brainer. I don't foresee a lot of meetings. Getting the other groups to actually agree that we have something substantive to hold a teleconference over, that shouldn't be handled in a more ad hoc way, but I have, if there's a need for it, we should do it.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Olivia speaking. Recommendation 41, whether the ALAC should discuss with the Global Stakeholder Engagement Team, which is the reason why we are speaking to them, about raising external funds. So in addition to the envelope that was raised in special requests, which is one of the topics that we might raise with GSE when we meet with them, the other one was the possibility of raising external funds and getting sponsors, so effectively being helped by GSE in raising external funds and getting sponsors, and whether a task force in at large might be needed might be needed to tackle sponsorship issues.
If I were king, which I'm not, I would say it's a reasonable thing to raise with them. And if they are not in vehement disagreement, then we handle it on an ad hoc basis when there's a requirement, not create a task force. That would be my recommendation.
Okay. Alan, speaking, the only concern here is it does say here, including the development of a sponsor database. Because what we have noticed, or what several people have noticed, is that some RALOs have got good relationship with sponsors, some don't. And we do not have the ability to pass on that knowledge of sponsors into a bit like having a CRM, customer relationship with sponsors.
May I suggest on all of these items that you send these four items out to the ALAC for discussion on the list first, post them on a wiki, accept comments, and that... At an upcoming meeting, perhaps Hyderabad or the next teleconference afterwards, we discuss them with the ALAC. I don't think it needs a lot of further discussion.
We've done that for 2 years, and we haven't had any input on it.
No. Targeted four items. If there are no comments, then they're agreeing with you.
Well, these will be sent out anyway by Hyderabad. So, okay. Understood. I will follow up by email. Next, finally, the recommendation number 40, was it, Ariel?
I don't know whether
41
that
on
was
the screen right now.
Yeah,
this is 41 Ariel. Olivia, I don't think you need to discuss that item.
Ah, okay, fine. That's all then. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we now stop the recording and move to an in-camera session?
Then we're just going to record, get the recording started again. Just bear with me for a second. Thank you. Recording has started again. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. The ALT met in a brief session to review the process that we'll be following to seek nominations and appointments for the ALAC leadership team for the coming year. And there was a brief discussion of some of the possible options that the ALAC would have. And with this, we've completed the agenda. I thank everyone for staying. We're 23 minutes over, which is somewhat unusual for these meetings. I appreciate everyone staying with us and wish you a good rest of the day, evening, or whatever part of the day it is. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned. The audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call, and enjoy the rest of your day, morning, or afternoon. Bye-bye.